In the wake of recent flooding that's ravaged parts of the southern areas of the state, many folks are wondering about the role dams played in managing the extreme weather events. As storms rolled across West Virginia last Thursday, unloading water in areas throughout the state, many of the state's dams were functioning at high capacity. Aaron Smith is a senior project manager with the Huntington District of the Army Corps of Engineers. He says dams like the Bluestone, located in Summers County just upstream from Hinton, did their job.
A lot of people in Charleston don't realize that they live downstream of one of the largest dams in the state, Bluestone, which could send waters down a stream that could put Charleston under 10 to 15 feet of water. Now, that's an extreme event. I don't mean to scare people, but it's an important fact that you need to realize. Every community in America has risks. It's just good to know what your risks of your community are, and you're prepared to deal with them.
The Huntington District of the Corps controls all 7 dams that exist in the state of West Virginia. The ones most affected by the weather event last Thursday were the Sutton Dam, located on the Elk, Summersville Dam, located on the Golly, and Bluestone Dam, located on the New River. Jim Schray is a senior water management specialist at the Huntington District of the Corps. Schray says on Thursday of last week, things kicked into high gear mid-afternoon.
But as we're watching those dams, watching the gauges downstream, we're starting to see very significant rises, and we're seeing significant rainfall. So very early in the afternoon, we're basically slamming shut those gates to cut off that water and store it to reduce the floods downstream. So it was very busy. Traditionally, on a normal day, I'm running 1 computer model. On Thursday, I ran about 6.
Schray says some of the heaviest of the rain fell outside the dam's control, below Summersville, below Bluestone, and below Sutton. He says they were able to catch most of the rain that fell above the dams. When they see these storms starting to take shape in the models, they always close the dams.
Right, so basically we impound that water in our dam. If you look at Summersville specifically, the elevation in our storage that resulted from this event is the second highest in its history. We stored almost 42 feet of water in the project, and we will store that water until the downstream stages drop below damage levels.
He says they started to see those lower normal levels on Saturday, which led to the release of water at Summersville and Sutton. The controlled release allows the dam to slowly get back to normal levels, so the Corps can be ready in case of another weather event. Schray says when storms exceed the ability of the dam to retain floodwaters, it's called a spillway event. In those instances, a dam may have to spill a significant amount of water downstream, and that can cause flooding too. Schray says the state-run Summit Lake Dam above Richwood experienced a spillway event last week. Senior Project Manager Aaron Smith.
You know, an important understanding of dams is that they do not stop water. They slow water down, and they do everything they can to reduce the effects of flooding. Unfortunately, I think this event was a reminder to the new Kanawha, Greenbrier, Gauley River valleys that they live in a flood hazard zone.
According to Smith and Schray, the idea of a dam on the Greenbrier River is one that's floated around in the past, but there's never been enough support to make it a reality. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.